Action Radio, representing East Coast. Today's November 19th, 2016. In case you're finding this message in the future. I'm going to get past the David and Nona Grant. Chatbox, mixlr.com. / Watchmen Radio with an E. Watchmen Radio. See if this stuff works. Hope it works.
The number you have reached, 9187.
Here we go. This Skype is just unbelievable.
The number you have reached, 9187.
How could his phone not be working? Has anyone ever thought about that? It just won't dial through Skype. Unbelievable. Skype is destroyed, okay? It used to work years ago. Unbelievable. I hope I could call the Grants on there.
Hello.
Hey, what's up? What's up? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I just can't believe how stupid the Skype is. Really, it's unbelievable.
What's going on with it tonight?
It's just, they made it impossible to call people from it.
It's liberals trying to get back at us for Trump.
It's just unbelievable, man. Let's try it again. It used to be so easy.
Yeah.
What they do is they keep updating it and they destroy it. It is liberals. It's libtards.
I know.
It's the same thing with my iPad, okay? My iPad worked fine. And then it forces you. It's like you must update, right? So,
but what you got to remember is it's not their fault because they really can't see how to write code when they have all them tears in their eyes.
471. Anyway, yeah, we're going to try to get past the David Nona Grant. Zoe says that Marcus is going to be on, but I don't know if I had him on Skype. I don't know what's going on right now. So I'm just going to look at some stuff here. Incidentally, now listen, Jimmy, I was on the phone with you, right? As I'm on the phone with Jimmy, this Jewish guy comes up to me. And what does he say? He says, you're right, right, Jimmy? You were there on the phone, right? You're my witness. You don't lie. You're my witness, right?
He's right.
Guy comes up to me out of nowhere. You're right. Now, this is a guy I forgot that I told my dream to.
Yeah, I didn't believe you, but you were right. That's what he said.
Jewish guy. Comes up, and Jimmy was on the phone the whole time. And here we are. Guy walks right up to me and says, you were right, right? I was right, okay? Because I told him my dream. I said, Trump's going to win because he's blessed of God, okay? And that's the dream. If you've been listening to Watchmen Radio for 15 months, how could you miss it? How did he miss it? The guy in the street that came up to me. He remembered. Why is it no one else seems to remember? Okay? I must have announced it 1,000 times on here in the past 15 months. Now, guess what? My dream was from the Lord. Okay? And you got to deal with it. Now, 15 months. Maybe longer. Okay? That's how long ago I had that dream with Trump winning. Okay, with the anointing of God on Trump. That was a very, very specific dream. Jimmy's on the phone with me. Guy comes up to me. He remembered the dream. Just some guy remembers that I said it to him.
Yeah, but, at a job you were working
on. Yeah, just a guy. Now, thousands of times I could say it on the radio, but nobody seems to remember it here. Okay, nobody seems to remember it here. So, like, you didn't say that. People in my church, same thing. I told them 1,000 times. You know why? Because you don't want to face the reality of it that the Lord told you ahead of time. Just like when the Twin Towers came down, when I said that was going to happen. You don't want to contend. You don't want to deal with it. Now you got to deal with the fact that God put him in that position. You got to deal with it. Now,
not only that, Rich, anything they say against him, it's them actually speaking against God's will.
Unless I'm not hearing from the Lord. That's your decision to make. Okay? But guess what? I said it. people have heard it, and now it's happened. Now, you could say that I'm not hearing from the Lord, but that's your problem. Okay? I believe I did. Now, here we go. Now, what did I also say about Trump? That he would be recompensed on the wicked corruption. How many times did I say that?
Absolutely.
And we're seeing that happen right now. We're seeing his cabinet being formed. People that are that the libtards are terrified of, by the way. They're scared of these people. And the reason is that there's going to be a shaking going on. Now, I want to touch on, Langford also said 2 weeks ago that there'd be rioting if Trump would win. And he said Trump was not the Illuminati. There's all these people going, Trump's Illuminati, Trump's the Antichrist, Trump's evil. Okay, that's completely contrary to my dream. And 15 months ago, you had no clue what was going on. But all of a sudden, you got everything figured out of nowhere. Boom, here you come. Trump's Illuminati, Trump's Antichrist. You don't know what you're talking about. Okay, and like Langford just said last week, he's not Illuminati. He's not in the billionaire butt boy club. Because in Colin Powell's email, hacked, what did it say? That the Bohemian Grove hates him. Guess what? That is the Illuminati, isn't it, Jimmy?
Absolutely, it is.
It is the Illuminati. Go research it.
That's where all the elites of the world get together and burn everything.
Yeah. But he's Illuminati. He's Illuminati. Okay, Illuminati hates him, but he's Illuminati. Shut up. You freaking nincompoops. Did I just say that? What is that, nincompoop?
You sound like you're from the South now.
What is that? I just came up with that. It's like my new word.
That's a Southern word, man.
Is it? I love it. Anyway, like I said, Langford, what did he say? Riots. He was accurate. You know what? There's accurate people. Isn't it nice having somebody accurate? Isn't it? You had Langford say 2 weeks ago there'd be riots when Trump was elected. You had me for 15 months telling you Trump was anointed of God and going to be elected. Now you have other prophet liars coming up. Trump's Illuminati. Trump's the Antichrist. And you're like, what the heck are you talking about?
He'll never take office.
Yeah, so my dream was just not of the Lord. Even though it came to pass, I'm completely clueless, right? But you, all of a sudden, pop up out of nowhere that's predicted nothing at any time in your entire life, and all of a sudden, you got everything figured out. You ain't got nothing figured out.
You remember the old group OPP? Well, I coined the phrase OP. I call them opposite prophets. Because whatever they say, write it down, and then bet against
them. Oh, yeah, the other guy had a dream. Trump's going to lose. As soon as Maria saw that, that means she goes, Trump's going to win. Tom had a dream of him losing. So he's the opposite. Anything he says is the opposite. That's the way we look at it. So Psalms 91:8, it says, only with your eyes shall thou behold and see the recompense of the wicked. Now, Psalms 91 verse 8 is happening right now. Now, here's the thing. Many believe, all these people, he's Illuminati, the wicked, the evil, you know, all these wacko people, they don't understand Scripture, okay? Because Scripture declares, okay, that you reap what you sow. Now, Galatians 6, verse 7, be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man soweth, he will reap also. Now, if these organizations, if the Bilderberg, if the Bohemian Grove, if Hillary, if the pedophile rings, and all these things are true, and they're sowing in corruption, and they're sowing in wickedness, and they're sowing in deception, you somehow think, there's some people out there, that this continues forever. That there's no pushback from the Lord ever. It's just always going to be a magnification of evil, and it could just keep prevailing without any thwarting, without any pushback at all. There's one problem with that. It's not biblical. Because if you're sowing in that, eventually you'll reap such. Trump, represents something they couldn't stop. Trump represents someone they couldn't buy. Trump represents someone that is going to institute recompense on them. And it's happening now. Corruption will be upheavaled. Now, Psalms 14:11, the house of the wicked shall be destroyed. Psalms 49:11, it says that the wicked believe their house will continue forever. Now, this goes back to CERN. What they're doing in CERN, thinking that they can create this circle of life to continue forever. It's all an illusion in their damned minds. They're not going to make it. They've thwarted this reality. They've augmented and diminished this reality. They've created chains and God has seen it all. God has been watching every aspect of it, and we are going to see great recompense on the institutions of man here on earth. And you might say, how could that be? That's impossible. I just read it. Wait, if there's sowing in evil, if there's sowing in corruption, God's going to raise up somebody that's going to implant that back on them. You get it? And you see it all throughout Scripture. You look in the book of Judges, you're like, wait a minute, they cried for a judge, God raised up a judge and brought correction. And then you read the book of Kings, God raised up a godly king, and he smashed down all the altars of Baal. And you're like, wow, God does do that, but not anymore. Somehow, there's people out there today that just say God can't do it. Well, guess what? He's doing it. Get it through your head. Jimmy?
You're exactly right. I remember when you first told me the dream. And I do what I always do. I just started praying
about
it.
You didn't receive my dream.
No, you didn't. Don't even start.
It took me 6 months to get you.
I prayed about the dream, and then I told you. I said, this is what the Father shared with me in prayer about your dream, Rich, that he was giving America a choice. The epitome of evil or a chance for change. And it was up to us if we would choose evil or we would choose the opportunity to change and start working under righteousness again.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I told you from the beginning. I said, if we want change and we want to change our hearts and start to repent and come back to the Father, then we'll get Donald Trump. If this nation is continually evil, then we'll get Hillary Clinton. I believe with every fiber in me, go back and listen to this show 14 years ago when we were talking about timelines and dates. We've always kept two dates, 2018, 2027. I believe that the Father gave us the opportunity to change this thing around. That's not going to last forever. I'm not saying that at all. What I am saying is he's given us the opportunity for change, and if we don't take it, this thing is going to get so bad, we won't be able to even comprehend it.
Well, I hate being right, you know, but I was.
You were?
Yeah, exactly. And you should be kissing my ring and everybody else. It's sad.
You need to flush that ring.
No, it's unbelievable. I mean, it's like, I should be, people should be calling me. I should be on, like, shows. You know what I'm saying? It's unbelievable. But I'm hated for it. Just like the Twin Tower dream, I was hated for that.
I know.
Anyway, listen, we're going to be patching in Pastor David and Nona Grant, see what they got to say about this. We're going to be, you know, coming off the shortwave radio, I believe. We're still praying about it, but it looks like we're going to be coming off shortwave. So we're going to just going to be doing podcasts. But still, you always will have updates going on. You can call us to 877-734-6327. We'll have updates on there. I'm not 100% on this yet, but it looks that way. Sammy's been praying about it. And we've been going a long time, 14 years. Okay, this is, you know, we're not a new broadcast. But, you know, we've definitely have pioneered a lot of things over the years as far as the institution of podcasting. When it first started back in 2005, we were one of the first podcasts around, even back then. But let me try to get Pastor David and Nona Grant on. Stand by, Redbeard. I'll pray this works. I don't know what happened to Skype. It's unbelievable. It's really weird. Oh, God.
Hello?
Hi, Anona?
Yes.
You hear me okay?
I can, and David's on the other line, I think.
Can you hear me okay?
Pastor David, how are you, sir?
I'm blessed. And can you hear us okay?
Yeah, I hear you fine. Do you hear us okay?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Yeah, because we've been having some issues. I don't know what's going on around here. It's unbelievable, actually. I mean, it's like weird numbers don't work, and then they don't work, and they do work. It's like, I don't know. The devil's a liar. But
he is.
How you been? How you guys doing over there?
Feel pretty good. Feel pretty good.
I feel pretty good. I feel pretty good. I was very pessimistic over the years. But I believe that the Lord is, you know, in the book of Judges, God raised up certain people to bring correction to the land. Mm-hmm. I believe Donald Trump represents a pushback on the corruption in this land right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we think that Roe and Wade being overturned is going to be a great victory. How you guys feel on this?
Well, you know, we got to realize, you know, that with him being voted in like this, you know,
that was a miracle in itself.
The heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord, and so and we just got to believe that God is putting His plan through according to schedule.
Well, here's the thing. I had a dream 15 months ago, okay, and I've been announcing this dream continually, okay, in a dream, okay, and I've told it on here hundreds of times, is that I was in a Trump rally, and I reached out to shake his hand, and he grabbed my hand in the dream, and I said, God blesses you, like that, and at that time, there was like an anointing came down from heaven over his body, and he started to like vibrate, like not shake, but like a vibration, and his hand was vibrating on, you know, like a grip, and he kept saying thank you, thank you, thank you, but wouldn't let go, and then the Secret Service dragged him finally away, you know, from me. So, you know, that was early on in the primaries. So I just felt that was a God dream, because I felt the presence of God in the dream.
That's good.
And everybody mocked me on my wall. In fact, I lost like 60 friends.
Really?
Literally, yeah. Because they just, once he won the primary, everybody hated me. And, you know, then I just thought about the dream. I said, you know what? If God took him this far, and it truly was anointed like the dream showed, I just came out and said it. He's going to keep going. Okay? That's just the way I felt the Lord is. I just felt that the Lord is capable of doing stuff. He could do stuff. He could do stuff.
Absolutely.
And that was a great miracle, okay? And I believe, and incidentally, that dream actually came to pass because I did finally go to a rally. Now, this is the weird part. This is very weird. Later, like months after I had that dream, I went to Hicksville, New York. Trump actually was here. So we went there. There was 12,000 people. It was really filled with people. And I didn't even realize the dream was coming to pass. Someone else said it to me. But Donald Trump Jr. walked up to me, and I grabbed his hand, and I shook his hand, and I said, God blesses you, to him. You see what I'm saying? And then someone said, wow, that's kind of like your dream. And I said, wow, you're right. It is kind of like my dream, but it's Jr. You see what I'm saying? So it's like a proxy, right?
Right.
So, you know, that's kind of interesting. But I just want to get your guys' sense on, you know, forecast-wise, because we don't have the whole amount of time. We're going to have to get Marcus on, too. But I want to get a forecast from you guys, because you guys are like the revival hope people, you know? So, you know, you've always been that way. And I'm starting to feel kind of happy about, like, you know, that we could see Roe and Wade overturn. I feel, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but do you feel that Roe and Wade is like a curse on this nation?
Well, actually, absolutely. Well, it certainly is anti-scripture. Absolutely,
and that anything that's anti-scripture, Richard, is a curse. Even the executive orders and all the stuff that are against God's word, they're bringing the judgment that God's going to use to cleanse our land.
Yeah, is it just me, or is it like, you know, were there great revivals before Roe and Wade? It seems that things twarded a little, like there's a cloud over this nation. I think that has to go. It has to go. You know, abortion has to be stopped.
Yeah.
In my opinion, you know. So I just want to know, forecast-wise, would you guys get a sense Now, you guys, it was still about the shaking. Now, the shaking, it seems to be coming by a civil unrest, too, right now.
Oh, I tell you.
Yeah.
Well, you know, go ahead, Nona, if you want.
I know you don't maybe ascribe to who we believe America is in the Word of God, but we've talked this before. But with knowing who we are, David and I know this for sure, that we are who we are in the Word of God. We're not Babylon, but we are part of God's chosen people, and he hasn't forgotten who we are. But it says in one place that he's literally hid his face from us because of the sin.
Yeah.
But it also says that all the heathen are going to know that there's a God in the land before it's all said and done. And so how are they going to see that there's a God that intervenes for our country? And another place, was it in George Washington's vision where he said we were well nigh overcome?
Yeah.
And so this is one of the reasons that we preach the message of revival, because that gives us something to look forward to, and we know it's very scriptural. And Jesus himself said, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. And if we don't have hope on the other side of what's going to be coming in our nation here, even with Trump as our leader, because it's going to get worse before it gets better, we are going to have some hope. And the only way we can have that hope pure is to know who we are according to God's word. Then we'll make it through. But there's going to be Christians that will literally take their own lives because they won't have any hope and thinking it's just too far gone.
Well, what do you mean, gone from where?
That America's just lost. We're losing our country.
Well, it seems it's the other way happening. It's a shift coming right now. I mean, it seems like...
Yes, but this is going to bring on the judgment. Because the other half of this country is not going to put... You know,
Right. Well, actually, Richard, let me just say this. First of all, I think we're really in some uncharted waters right now, because only mm-hmm. God knows. Mm-hmm. See, the Electoral College hasn't voted yet, and some of the things that I've read about that, and whether it's true or whether it's not true, yeah, there's a lot of stuff out there on the web. We know that.
Yeah.
And then there's some, you know, and it's a ways down the road between now and Inauguration Day. But I do know this, that I believe that God had his hand in this election.
Mm-hmm.
And so now it's kind of like a day-by-day thing. And, boy, I'll tell you one thing, Richard, our nation is so divided. Only God knows just exactly what's going to be.
Well, I mean, what did you expect to happen, though? I mean, the goats, the libtards that have been energized by this anti-Christ Obama agenda, okay, mm-hmm. have been embedded and then planted, and they just don't understand. A lot of them don't even understand this. I mean, they were 10 years old when he came into office. Now they're older, but they don't understand what's happening here. What's realistically happening here is power is being ripped away from them. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And as far as the Electoral College, they can't do anything. Okay, because Trump, the power is actually being shifted to Trump already. Generals, the military recognizes him as the commander. There's a great shift already happening. They're not. It's going to be impossible to convince the military and everybody to just walk away from the Constitution. I just can't see it happening.
Yes.
Well, I'm not saying that it will. But I'll tell you one thing. It's just kind of like we're in some uncharted waters now, and so the stuff that's gone on, and even some of these protesters, you don't know exactly, is this going to die down? Is this going to escalate?
Well, they're going to put up a fuss. I mean,
the losers won't quit without a big fight.
It's just like demons. Listen, when you're confronting a demon and somebody, they mm-hmm. put up a great fuss. They don't want to come mm-hmm. out because they are being departed from a residency that they've occupied.
Right.
And they generally will put up a great fuss, hissing, cussing, fighting, spatting, spitting, gargling, snaring, all types of eye contact. And this is just like demons to me when I look at it. They're,
mm-hmm.
they're putting up a fuss. And what do you expect? I mean, they're just going to be like, oh, okay, and walk away. They're libtards. They're completely anti-Christ. They hate God. They hate everything about it. They want a pro-homosexual militant agenda. They want to continue in abortion, globalism. They just want to continue in their progressive agenda. And when a monkey wrench is being thrown in it, they're going to make a fuss.
Right.
I mean,
right.
I didn't expect them not to make a fuss.
You know, the only way people can see God's glory is for something above the natural to happen. And so even though everybody has hope now with Trump getting into office, the actuality of the being enforced that our nation returns to God is going to go through a very stormy time, and God is going to be glorified and come out on the other side, because he said, as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. And this country is going to be brought back to God, and the spirit in our country is going to be changed. That's for sure, before Jesus comes. But it's going to be so that the whole world know that it was God and not man that did it.
Well,
he's going to use man, but it's going to be God, and the whole world's going to know that there's a God here, not the fact that it's just Trump.
Well, the Lord put Trump there. There's no doubt about it. My dream is of the Lord, and this is 15 months ago. No one even was thinking about this. It was just like, hey, he's a movie guy, and they laughed at me. That's how it was 15 months ago. Mm-hmm. It just a mockery. No one even thought about this.
Well, Richard, these people that kind of. Was against you? Are these so-called Christians?
Oh yeah, right, Jimmy. Well, Redbeard's my witness.
Why are they taking that out?
They hate me. They hate it, and now they're just saying he's Illuminati, he's Antichrist. That's all they can say. So that makes me look Antichrist because I had the dream he was blessed of God, right? So what do we do about that? Now I've also had other dreams come to pass: Twin Towers, the housing market crashing in 2006. You know, many things. I'm not a great prophet or anything like that. I just get dreams. And, you know, the fact of the matter is that was a God dream to me. I could feel the presence of God in it. You know, here's the thing. If God put him there, which I believe, obviously it came to pass, then I believe that God has a plan.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be good. I mean, Pence is a believer. You know, he's rallied around believers. You know.
Yes.
And I appreciate the way that Trump is surrounding himself with evangelicals and people that know the Lord, just not quote-unquote denominational people or religious people. He is the most favorable to the evangelical Christian world of anybody we've had for quite some time.
A lot of people say, well, he's your savior. He's not my savior. I want someone in the government to stomp out the libtard agenda, which is abortion, militant homosexual agenda, the gay marriage, the green culture, you know, the all this stuff about global warming, knocking out all the jobs, you know, just thwarting the American dream, that people want to be focused and blessed and go forward. You know, the libtard agenda is Antichrist to me.
Yeah. Well, and see, God always uses people. He just doesn't come down and the Christian church, a lot of the
that's
work,
right, Nona.
Yeah. Everybody wants everything done for them, and they just sit back and say, isn't that wonderful? That's the attitude of the church. We want to have revival, but we're just going to sit back, and it's going to be wonderful, and we'll sit there and rejoice. No, it's going to cost, and in fact, tonight at our Bible study here at the house, my husband was speaking on the fact that the waiting time is when we need to get in and pray and seek the Lord. And the church needs to be praying greater than ever before right now.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, I told some people just a while back, we were doing a Bible study, and I said, look, you need to understand something. The Father told them, go up and take the city. I've given it to you. I've given it into your hand. The battle's already won.
Wow.
I mean, he used the people to accomplish what he had already done.
Wow.
That's what we're seeing now. Mm-hmm. This whole thing is going to play out exactly like it is written, and that's what people need to understand.
Right.
He's given a chance and an opportunity here, and we can either accept it and start a revival in this land like it's never been seen before.
Need a revival.
Or we can sit here and reject it and say he's this and he's that, and things are just going to get worse. They are going to get worse in the end. Scripture tells us that. But we've got an opportunity right here, so let's step in the door and do what he told us to do.
Yeah.
See, darkness can't put our light out.
Let me read you something here.
Amen.
Go ahead and keep talking, Jessica. I'm turning to something in Isaiah here.
Yeah, the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 60.
You're going to read that one? I'm going to read this.
Wow.
Okay.
And I'll tell you, this is a scripture to me that's applicable to the hour that we're living in.
Yeah.
And it says, arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And I think Richard, we're living in such a dark time today. And I don't think I don't need to convince you of that.
Yeah.
But it's just it's a fact. But praise God, God's going to have a people, and God's going to have a church that's going to arise and shine in these last days, and it's going to be a glorious, glorious day.
Yes.
Amen.
Well, he's coming for a glorious church without spot, wrinkle, and blemish.
Yeah, I know y'all have read the story of Gideon. You know, mm-hmm. Gideon has these thousands and thousands of men, mm-hmm. and the Father keeps dwindling them down until he gets 300, less than one-tenth of what he originally had.
Right.
Wow.
He is coming mm-hmm. for a church that is without spot and without wrinkle.
Absolutely.
He said that he take the least of them and make them the greatest.
Yeah.
He is going to use that small remnant, those that know that the pathway is narrow and that are keeping their feet stayed upon it, and he is going to confound the wise.
That's it.
Who am I talking to besides Richard?
That's Redbeard.
Okay.
He doesn't have a name.
Okay.
Well, I think he lives by you, too.
He is going to have a glorious church. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Where are you guys, Arkansas?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, we're Arkies.
Where are you, Jimmy? You in Arkansas?
No, I live about 5 minutes from the Arkansas border, Oklahoma.
They call you flyover country.
Okay.
Well, you know,
that's what Ted Cruz called you.
You know, our son mentioned to us, you know, some time back, he said Noah was the first Arkie.
He definitely was on the first.
Well, we're living here in Arkansas, where we're passing the A1 steak sauce.
Okay.
Zoe wrote that song.
To be honest with you, Richard, I never ever thought I'd live here, ever.
Well, in fact, I thought when I met you, you were in Colorado.
Yeah. Yeah, we lived in Colorado for almost 40 years.
Yeah, you've been moving, you're mobilized.
And the Lord spoke to us to move, and we're originally from the Pacific Northwest, and so for me to think I would ever live in Arkansas was just
you got to come to New York one time, and I'll get you some tacos and pizza out here.
Yeah. Oh, really?
And then we can rejoice around these libtards out here.
We had to get you out of Colorado before you got a contact high.
Well, you were in Colorado, you had libtards there too. Sorry, so you're used to it.
But I do know. You know, we've got a church that. What was that quote we were talking about today about up?
Isaiah 60?
I can't remember. We were talking about, you said you were going to write it down and use it for a sermon title.
Oh, I know. Yeah, we were out walking today, and so that, there's kind of two people in the church. I mean, are we upbeat or are we beat up?
Mm.
You know, and sure that we realize that Jesus said, in this world you have tribulation, but be of good cheer. And God, I have overcome the world.
That's right.
And
yeah.
So I don't think we need to go around with a woe be gone attitude and always down and in the mully grubs and so forth. I think Richard, we have a right to be upbeat because Jesus said, "Be of good
That's
cheer.
Right.
I've overcome.
Amen.
He overcome. We can overcome.
Receive that. Yeah. Amen.
Yes. And we're going to go out of here as overcomers. Not
yeah.
As
listen, I might even be vaporized into the atmosphere before you. like that, you know?
Because you don't leave New York.
I'm going up in a chariot of fire, my friend. Listen, I got to get the next guest on, but I appreciate you guys chiming in. I miss you guys.
Okay. Well, praise God. Well,
we'll talk to you later.
Amen. God bless you. Sevenfold.
Keep your eyes and ears open. Okay.
Talk to you soon, guys. Bye, Pastor David Noniger. Bye.
Bye.
All right, Jimmy?
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm going to have to nuke you, too.
All right, sounds like a plan.
Did I nuke you or him? You there?
I'm here.
All right, yeah, I'm going to try to figure this out because I would keep you, but I don't have enough lines.
No, if you got to nuke me, do it.
All right, bye, Redbeard.
And?
Yeah, so I had to, this ain't good, what's going on right now, because I used to have a lot more lines, and now I don't. So let's try Zoe. Zippy Zoe. I don't even know what number I'm calling here. Yes, it's live radio, folks. No editing here. You remember remember the one time I called somebody, Pete's Parlor opened, picked up the phone?
I think that's happening now.
Hello?
What's going on?
It's you?
Yeah.
All right, so I got to get Doc Marcus on.
Well, I sent you his number on your phone.
Yeah, the problem is that Skype is flipping out on me.
Well, he's a landline guy.
Yeah, hold on. Let me try to patch him in. Talk about your revival over there. Are you going to really dead air us? Can you talk about something?
I can talk about whatever you want. You guys are awesome. Those were the Grants, right? They live in Arkansas.
How come I have a different number for Marcus? You sure I got the right number?
Yeah, I sent it to you in your phone.
Yeah, he's coming up a different number.
Yeah, it's the right number because I just talked to him. If you want me to quote it over the air, I can.
No, I'm calling somebody, but when I put it in, another number came up with Doc Marcus's number.
Oh my goodness.
So.
Hello?
Hi, Doc Marcus.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, Doc?
Oh, my age. What else?
Yeah, we got Zoe on. Used to be known as the holy tough guy. Yeah.
Okay, all right, guys, you behave now. That. Remember, I'll come to you. I'll come Doc, after you.
Listen, Doc Marcus, I got a question for you. This, you know, last time you were on, it was before Trump became president of the United States. And obviously it's happened. My dream was accurate. I hate to spike the football and brag about it, but I was accurate. And which I just did brag about it. But the key right now is that... is, you know, I mean, you know about secret societies more than anybody, right? Now, why are Christians running around, a lot of them, not all of them, but a lot of them, why are they screaming that Trump's Illuminati, Trump is Antichrist? What's going on here?
That's because a lot of those poor people are disgruntled with the fact that a candidate that they did not want got in.
Oh, I see.
Well, you see, they're looking at it from the wrong perspective. Now, back, what was it, June, July of last year, when when we were first watching the first Republican national debate, after the show was over, I had done, I don't know how many radio shows in that month.
Yeah.
But I told every single one of them why it was going to be Trump. Now, let me explain something here. With Trump at the helm, believe it or not, and now God is not one to interfere in mortal affairs like that. There has to be some ultimate reason, okay? With Trump, this is a good reason. Since Trump is going to be the president, we have been granted a reprieval of 4 to 8 years in which he, as Christians, can stand up without fear of reprisal from anyone and really stand up as the remnant God said he would gather. I mean, this is going to be the time
for
Christians to really do a good work. And if the Lord is still tarrying at that point, and if Mike Pence can get in as the next president, that gives us another 4 to 8 years.
Yeah.
This is not much time, I'll grant you, but it gives us the time and the opportunity to make a really big difference. It all depends on the Laodicean church now, if we're going to finally get off our butts and do something worthwhile for the Lord.
Now, let me ask you a question about the, you know, last time we touched on this, I don't know if you remember, but Colin Powell had his email server hacked. And in his email, it says that the people of the Bohemian Grove hated Donald Trump. Right?
That's quite true, because he's not an insider.
Okay. So who is the Bohemian Grove? Are they, like, connected with the Illuminati or what we would call Bilderberg?
Okay. The Illuminati actually took over the Bohemian Grove not even, what, 4 or 5 years after it was created, if you would.
Yeah.
And it's what I now call the summer camp for the Illuminati.
Okay.
Because that's what it comes down to. Some of the most powerful Illuminists on the world we'll go to this place, this summer camp, every year just to get away from it all. You know, they are among their own kind. They can literally run rampant and do whatever without anyone thinking blue about it because they're among their own kind. You can't do this stuff in public. But you can do it among your own kind if you've got your own place.
Right, right.
And let's not forget the cremation of care ceremony.
Let me ask you a question. I mean, if they are, can it, now, for them to hate Donald Trump, how could Donald Trump be Illuminati? That don't make any sense, does it?
No, he's not.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what I'm trying to say. I mean, it's kind of a simple argument, though, isn't it? I mean,
well, that's just it. You see, you've got a bunch of Christians running around saying thus and so, and it's not based on any fact. It's based on emotion, and he said, they said, we all said.
Oh, I see.
So that's all it is.
That's all it is.
He is not in the Illuminati. They don't want him.
They don't want him.
He's not. He could never become one of them.
So, you know, I just felt Colin Powell's email was very informative in that factor because it says the people of the Bohemian Grove hated him. That's what it said.
Well, they do. Those people are Illuminists, and they hate Trump.
So it doesn't make any sense, their argument that he's Illuminati. It just seems stupid.
To put it politely, yes.
Okay, so people, if you have people running around and they're Trump's Illuminati, Trump, shut up. Okay, you heard Doc Marcus, an expert on this. He's telling you. Okay.
Well, I've had a lot of people telling me this. I look at them and I say, well, what are you basing this upon? Show me your facts. What's the evidence? And then they just go, well, I heard. Oh, you heard. So, in other words, you listened to a rumor.
My God.
All right. Does it striking resemblance to Trump on one of the Illuminati cards, and everybody's seen it on the internet? Looks
here, we go.
So yeah, listen, they hate him so much that they're going to assassinate him. Is that what they're going to do there, Doc?
Okay. Now, first of all, what most people don't know is they've already made two attempts. Most people don't know.
Well, they're not going to succeed, right, with that card? All those cards came to pass, 9/11, all that?
Well, you see, what had happened...
Doc? I think Zoe thinks that Trump's Illuminati.
No, he's not Illuminati.
You see what he's doing? He's playing devil's advocate here with this thing with the card. What card are you talking about, Zoe?
The one that's on the internet that's circulating.
The Bohemian Grove hates him. That is the Illuminati.
That's right. They hate him so much they want to kill him.
Okay, Zoe, I know the card you're talking about. That is not Donald Trump.
All right. Well, hey, let's get that up on the air and let's have a vote.
Doc Marcus is an expert on this, okay? We got an expert on this telling us that he's not Illuminati.
What?
Okay.
But the Illuminati hate him.
Zoe, understand. Yeah. The card you're talking about was printed 34 years ago. That card is not Trump.
Not Trump.
Trump was.
This is going to be a giant bread war on Facebook. I'm telling you, it's going to be a big bread war on Facebook tomorrow.
The Bohemian Grove hates him. That's what he said in the email.
Zoe, we have to remember, 34 years ago, first of all, Donald Trump didn't look anything like that.
I can't.
If that was Trump, someone was blind because it looks nothing like him 34 years ago.
Well, listen.
Those cards were like 2002, weren't they, Nate? I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but weren't those cards printed in around 2000?
No, you are incorrect.
I can't believe it.
34 years ago, huh?
This is unbelievable. I've got the actual, if you want to call them playing rules. I've got them in, you know, right there in the box. The cards. Now understand, there's seven different sets of cards. The first set, which you're saying was the Trump card, was printed in 1982. The other set,
okay, 82, that was it. Right.
The other, as says, I've got it right here. I can prove this. The other cards, the other sets that followed, ran for a printing all the way up to 1995. Now that's a 13-year printing period. It wasn't 13 years for no reason at all. Trust me.
This whole argument is crazy. It's ridiculous. That means my dream was not from the Lord. That means nothing from the Lord. Nothing. Nothing. It's just insanity. The Bohemian Grove hates him. He's not Illuminati. Everybody that thinks that nincompoop. Okay? Whatever that word is that it came up with today.
Nincompoop.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that means the person's incompetent.
Yeah, I just came up with it. So.
Okay.
I've heard it before, but I don't ever remember using it. Now, here's the deal. Here's the deal, people. Doc Marcus is telling you that Trump's not Illuminati. He's an expert. This is what he does. Okay? Now, Colin Powell's email was hacked. Okay? He never denied that was in his email. It said the Bohemian Grove hates Trump. That is the Illuminati. Doc Marcus just told you that. So this argument is over. Pence is a Christian. He's been praying. The prophetic words. Okay? You know, Huckabee's a Christian. Huckabee's daughter's a Christian. This is a good thing. Stop word cursing this guy. Pray for him, okay? Because if Roe and Wade is overturned and we can push this darkness off the land and things and the homosexual marriage is overturned, okay, these are all good things. Anything that upsets a libtard is good. Okay?
We must remember, Scripture does tell us to pray for those in authority over us. And this is what Trump is entering into. He's going to be the 45th president of the United States of America, whether people like it or not. We need to pray for him that he makes the right decision and that he allows himself to be led by the Holy Spirit to make these correct
decisions. Amen.
Amen. I agree with that totally.
Now, Zoe, you didn't believe my dream either. You didn't believe it.
No, I believe your dream.
You didn't believe my dream. You thought me on my dream.
The assassination level of this guy is very high on the alert.
Marty didn't believe my dream. Nobody believed my dream. Okay, everybody mocked me at my church, too.
Listen, I called you special in the chat room. You are special, so relax. Take it easy.
Listen, you see what I put up with, Doc?
I know what you mean, you poor thing.
Yeah, I know. So, here's the story. Folks, you know, Doc Marcus is an expert on this, as you can see. And, you know, pray for Donald Trump. Let's believe the Lord has a plan here. Okay? I believe, and I've always said it, is that he represents a form of recompense on the corruption. Meaning that corruption has a little bit of a pushback, and we're going to see a lot of things in our government come to naught. And also be investigated and exposed. How about that? Is that a bad thing? No, it's a good thing.
A great thing. Oh, and just for your audience's edification, in case they don't know it, the only reason, people, I'm considered an expert in what I'm speaking about is because I was raised in a family that was in the order of the Illuminati. I was a seventh-generation Illuminati witch. When I became a born-again Christian, my family ties go all the way back to 1789 in the Illuminati. That's how I know all this stuff. Trust me. This wasn't something I wanted to grow up with, but this is something I did grow up with.
And hey, Doc, listen, if we didn't believe you, I wouldn't be inviting you to Arkansas to do a symposium. So trust me. We know who you are. Amen. And you got the final word. But, I mean, I just have to throw that out there, you know.
No.
I'm just saying.
You're a combatant. You're a provocateur, right? He's on there.
Watching radio has been so optimistic lately. It's unbelievable. How
you're sitting there, thumbing your fingers, waiting to throw a monkey wrench and everything. So, you know, at the end of the day, I'm glad you are playing devil's advocate, just so we could always prove you wrong. But
right on.
You know, getting back to this whole thing that we're seeing play out, Doc. Okay, now you have to believe. Now, Pence, I discern. The spirit of the Lord on Mike Pence. Am I wrong?
Oh, you're absolutely right. That guy's a hardcore born-again Christian.
I heard he's also evangelist. You know, he evangelized.
Oh, you know, you're right. I think you're right. I think I heard something about him having been an evangelist. Yes, I think you're right.
Now, this is a good thing, folks. Okay, because when you're around... Now, you know, Trump is very new to the Lord, I believe. And I believe by rubbing shoulders with people like Sarah Palin, like Mike Huckabee, like Mike Pence and others, I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, you know, that anointing on these other folks can create an atmosphere for the Lord to move. Amen? More so than it could have with Crooked Hillary, you know? That's my
the only
point.
Thing that
point.
Could move her was if she was hit by an 18-wheeler.
Oh my God! I did have a dream about her dropping two nights ago.
Oh my, that's terrible.
Yeah, I had a dream. She just dropped and started spasming, and then I don't know. I tried taking a picture with my phone, and then the Secret Service came along in the dream. So I don't know what's going on with her health, but
Did you see her maybe about a week after she lost the election? My goodness, she looks like death warmed over.
She looked like Zoe in the morning.
Wow,
yeah.
Baba Booey.
You know,
I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, you know, I believe that she is affiliated with Illuminati.
Oh, she is. Yeah. I can tell you for a fact. She's a fourth level Illuminati witch. Bill's a third leveler. He's a master witch.
Now, let me ask you a question. Do you believe that they were doing some type of sacrifices for her?
I can tell you right now that when it comes to the Illuminati trying to guarantee she was going to be put in, they didn't lift a finger.
Yeah.
Even though she's one of their own, they didn't lift a finger because... Now, let me explain something quickly here. There are approximately 10 million people right now that I'd say, honestly, that's involved in the Order of the Illuminati.
Yeah.
Now, that's a very, very small number, but these people have great power, let's be honest. Now, these are people from all different nations, ethnicity, male, female, and all this.
Wow.
So you can see the Illuminati, they're diversified. However, it is still, for the most part, a good old boys club.
Wow.
Which is why they were not going to pass the reins of the presidency over to Hillary. Even though she thought it was a birthright or she had some right to do it, no, they weren't going to do it because she is still a female. Now, they were going to try to give it to Bernie Sanders. That's who it was supposed to go to, but they did not count on the fact that one of their own was going to go behind their back and manipulate the DNC through Debbie Wasserman Schultz to make sure he could not get it.
So they're in danger, those people. They're probably going to get whacked.
Yeah. Hillary is going to answer for this.
Yeah, not good. Not good for them, okay, but good for us, okay, because there's confusion in their camp.
When in the Illuminati, when one of their own goes up against them, there's usually a heavy price to pay.
I wouldn't want to be them.
No. Well, you know what they could do? Just as another object lesson, they could do to her what they did to Bill. They could make her face the law.
Well, let's face it. There's a good chance that, Jeff Sessions... they keep pressing him like they're doing. I mean, he can light up an investigation on her again. We don't know what's going to happen. But I believe, like I've always said, yeah.
Well, there's a good and a bad thing here. Now, let me explain this. And everyone, and just in case no one knows how this works. Now, before he leaves office, President, let me retract the board president. Well,
we got 1 minute.
Oh, okay, Obama could give her a pardon.
That's right.
But in order for that to happen, she'd have to be guilty of breaking the law, which she says she's never done. So does he or doesn't he at that point? Now, if he does, he can only pardon what she's been charged with. She cannot go to charges that may come up after that. So... the emails have problem has never gone to court yet. They could still nail her on that alone.
Yeah, well, remember Wiener. He's another problem.
Yep.
But you're right.
But they can still get her. They can still get her, even if Obama pardons her, because he can only pardon her up to a certain point.
Yeah.
Because you cannot pardon someone of crimes they've not been charged with yet.
My God. We're almost at the top. So, Doc, I'd like to give out your contact data and Zoe also. I believe he's going to be having you over in Arkansas. Right?
Yes.
So if anybody's listening...
we're going to be doing an online Zoom meeting next week sometime. We'll announce it, post it on Watch and Radio to kind of wet your whistle of what he's going to be putting on.
Okay.
It's a,
500 slide PowerPoint presentation. It's awesome. So we're going to give
also give Doc Marcus his contact information. He's more interesting than you.
Well, he's going to have to give that out himself.
Okay.
Okay. Well, if anyone wants to see my website, as they were just talking about, just go to www. The usual stuff. Now, all this is going to be lowercase, no apostrophes. Put in It's a God Thing Productions. Now, that's productions with an S.
Mm.
It's a God Thing Productions, 777.com. Or you can reach me through the email at docmarquis777@yahoo.com. And if you want to talk to me, if you've got any problems with the email or the website, just call me at 402-228-9476. Now, that's 402-228-9476. So you can look me up on Facebook.
Praise God. Watch your radio at the top of the hour. We'll be back next week. By the grace of God, I love you. Doc loves you. Zoe, not so much. But we will be back next week.
God bless you guys.
God bless you guys.
Amen.
Good night, everybody. Peace.
Bye.